So now we can do some meditation. Quiet, peaceful, letting go of the world. So first of all, we just spend some time with our body. Whenever you're going on a journey, you have to make sure that everything is in order. If you're going by car, you must make sure that everything has enough fuel, enough oil, water. So this is, we're going on a journey inside. Inside our body, inside our mind. So on that journey, we first look at our first vehicle, our body, and learn how to relax our body. Not to exploit our body, but to care for it. So you feel your legs with your mind, with your awareness. Little by little we get to know just how our body feels and how to relax it, to bring it to peace and health, just by our awareness, spending time with our body. Starting just with your legs. If you're sitting on a chair, how are they dangling over the edge? Move them if you need to. Don't assume that every evening your posture has to be the same. And once you are sure that your legs are comfortable, then you may move up to your butt. Even though it's called a bottom, it's actually in the middle somewhere of your body. So make sure it's comfortable. So often if I linger with my butt, simply because if I don't put it in a good position, it affects my legs and my back. And sometimes my legs used to go to sleep, got numb, pins and needles. So make sure that that butt is very well positioned. It's also just the mindfulness and care, what we call the kindfulness. So important to get some peace. You're getting a relationship with your body. Not a relationship of controlling or exploiting, but a relationship of kindness. and go up my back, seeing that everything is curved in the right way. If you're sitting on a chair, I encourage you, try leaning back. Is that more comfortable? Lean forward. You find out, discover. Even the Buddha said, he only points the way. It's up for you to find out if this way works. This posture, if it works for you. And you feel your shoulders and relax your shoulders. If you don't know how to relax your shoulders, just imagine they're being stretched, like an elastic band, stretched. Sometimes they break if they're stretched too far. Injuries, pain. So learn how to relax. Find out where your hands are. Feel them, get to know them. Just, this is not looking, but feeling. Not intellectualizing, but emotionally getting to know how your hands are. And how to relax them. To bring them to a state of comfort is not actually doing stuff from your head, it's listening to what your hands tell you. Body awareness. And even inside your body, any tightness, any pain, any irritation. This is all your body asking for help. Be aware. Your body is not your slave. It's a friend. Up to your neck. Aware, learning, relaxing. Being kind. Into your head, especially the face. Emotions can sometimes control the muscles on your face. It works the other way around too. If you relax the muscles, the emotions tend to be eased. So I relax the muscles around my eyes. It doesn't look like I'm trying. Relax the muscles around my mouth. A little smile can come. So everything feels free and easy, not controlled. Almost like it's in a natural state of relaxation. And then, of course, my brain, which you're not supposed to feel. Imagine you can feel it. Visualize it. Paint a picture of a brain which has been stomped on, oppressed. See if you can just relax it. Imagine putting your brain on a really soft cushion, nice and warm, stroking it, there, brain, Thank you for all the extra work you've done this week. A little bit of kindness relaxes your brain. It's not pulled to find solutions or pressed to please others. It can just be. And then just be aware of your whole body. Just all coming together. And you've cared for it. And it appreciates just time with you rather than time serving others. Not exploited, but being valued. See if that body just responds with this beautiful, delightful relaxation. Once the body has been relaxed, imagine just going inside to your mind. Even if you're not quite sure what the mind is, how peaceful are you? How relaxed is your emotions? When your mind is really peaceful, you'll find you've let go of all your concerns and worries and plans. Letting go of the past. Understanding that in this present moment, this is the only time you can do anything for your future. One of the greatest things you can do is to find some peace. It's like taking a rest, taking a break, which you deserve. If your breath comes up, fine. Breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. But all the time, in the moment, being aware and being kind. Not trying to cure any problems, but caring for them. And noticing that through caring in this moment, it's the best thing you can do for curing the problems of the future. I'm going to be quiet until the end of the meditation. Coming close to the end of the meditation. How do you feel? Just pause. Just know what peace can feel like. Now ring the gong 3 times to conclude the meditation. So if you'd like just to have a stretch if you need to, get yourself comfortable again, and in a few moments, as usual, I will give tonight's surprise talk.